From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's parliament formally chose Cyril Ramaphosa as the country's new president Thursday. Chief Justice Mogoeng made the announcement.
I declare the Honorable Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa duly elected President of the Republic of South Africa.
Cyril Ramaphosa said he would work hard not to disappoint the people of South Africa in brief remarks after he was elected president. Authorities in southern Florida have charged a 19-year-old man with 17 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the latest mass shooting in a U.S. school. Police arrested Nicholas Cruz after the attack Wednesday at Majory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, about 70 kilometers north of Miami. They said he was a former student there who began firing outside of the school and continued to shoot inside the building before eventually blending in with a group of students as they fled. In addition to the 17 deaths authorities reported as of late Wednesday, the shooting left others hospitalized. Ethiopia's prime minister has announced he will resign in what he says is an effort to advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Redwin Benito reports that Hailemariam Desalegn said he has submitted his letter of resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling EPRDF coalition.
The prime minister said he is stepping down to be part of the solution and for the success of the reforms and the solutions we have put in place. He hoped parliament would accept his resignation.
You can follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video, stories, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the administration is working to ensure Lebanon's southern borders remain calm amid tension with Israel over gas drilling rights. Martin Sechrest has that story.
Tillerson is in Lebanon amid a growing dispute between Lebanon and its southern neighbor Israel over oil and gas reserves and Israel's construction of a border wall that Lebanon says encroaches on its territory. Israel has recently escalated its threats over Lebanon's invitation for offshore gas exploration bids along the country's maritime border, claiming that Lebanon will be drilling in areas owned by Israel. Lebanese officials deny the Israeli statements. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
South Korea's Olympic outreach to North Korea has raised concerns that Seoul is willing to overlook human rights abuses to improve inter-Korean relations. Seon Poulsen from the UN Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights in Seoul.
While, you know, it's good that there's talks and that there's that people are talking to each other, a human rights approach must be part of such a dialogue as well.
At the same time, there are questions as to whether the recent U.S. focus on the repressive nature of the Kim Jong-un government is meant to justify increased sanctions or even military action to end the North Korean nuclear threat. The number of civilians killed and wounded in the war in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrikes was on the rise, according to a new United Nations report released Thursday. Tadamichi Yamamoto, the United Nations Special Representative of the Secretary General for Afghanistan, said that the figures in the report are one of a crushing nature for the future.
When we document these appalling civilian casualty figures, it hurts. Because it counters the best interest of this country.
The report stated the total number of civilian casualties decreased by 9% in 2017 compared to 2016. The U.S. Senate could vote on several immigration reform proposals Thursday. Late Wednesday, a bipartisan group of 16 senators announced an agreement on legislation that would offer a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants brought into the United States as children. The bill would also authorize $25 billion in border security funding over the next 10 years, while also focusing on immigration enforcement efforts. After several weather delays, Michaela Schifrin finally made her Pyeongchang Winter Olympics debut, speeding to a gold in the women's giant slalom. Askel Lund Svindal won the men's downhill, making the 35-year-old Norwegian the oldest ever Olympic gold medalist in alpine skiing. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.